superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So how does that work? Like everybody Zooms together and 32
Zooms,
members?
The Zooms are interesting. When you have people that calling out other people on Zoom and they think they're on mute, it's pretty entertaining.
No, come on. That's happened. Jed, that's happened.
It's pretty entertaining.
Today's guests, host of NFL Red Zone, Scott Hansen from the new film Wander, actor Aaron Eckhart, former Clemson defensive back Ray McElrathbay, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. It is a Friday in the month of December in 2020. And for all those that might be listening to us on NBC Sports Audio, Channel 211 on Sirius XM, as it was rebranded yesterday, or on our terrestrial radio network, headlined here in Southern California by the mightier 1090. Just to describe for all you listening on the radio, got my hair cut. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Wait a minute, that's what all that was for.
Like, why are you building this?
I don't know
up?
If you've noticed. I've decided to open the show and just.
I mean, look, you know how I feel about it.
You like the crazy?
I'm in.
How are you, Chris? Good to see you. Well, I'm bringing it up because you know we talked yesterday about Shaka Smart is shock of the world. Is all of a sudden he's got hair and just want to talk about mine. I got it tightened. Just for week 13.
Looks good.
Week Baker's Dozen. National Football League. We're finally here. We got it.
It's December. I was thinking about this earlier this week when December 1st hit.
Yes.
Has this year gone by fast or slow for you?
Oh, jeez, my God. Not. How about this? It's gone not fast enough. How does that sound?
That's totally fair.
I speak for everybody here that 2020's got to end. That we are, we are lucky to be here every day. It's December 4th. That we are 27 days away from New Year's, where we will no doubt all be just saying, let's get going.
You know what my fear is, though?
Yeah.
What if we look back one day and go, 2020, man, do you believe how good we had it then? Like, what if this is the pinnacle? What if it's all, I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
What if it's all downhill from there?
Turn his mic off.
By the way, TJ, just leave. Like, just go home. What are we doing?
I'm beating down this year, guys.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, look, it's all good. The Lakers are doing what they've done, and you're a Clipper guy. Yeah. And, you know, hey, you're new owner of the Mets. Free agency is about to really get started. Wait till you'll be fine. Between now and the rest of December, the Mets are going to spend more on free agency than they have in your entire lifetime. And the Mets owner decided to say, hey, how about we'll have an old timers day here? How about that?
Amazing.
Nice. I know. That basically, that means that will be the day they decide to pay out Bobby Bonilla in front of everybody.
Bobby Bo invited.
Let's bring Bobby Bo back, right?
Does Lenny Dykstra get the invite?
No. Why not? Let's go. Let's get Lenny Dykstra back. And then for all the real old-time people, whatever 70s Mets are still alive that can be trotted out, and we can basically, I can give all my, you know, 10 copies of the Jim Fregosi Mets baseball card I had. I think he was on them. I don't know. Anyway, hey, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Week 13, Baker's Dozen, baby. Two teams are on a bye.
Bucks, Panthers.
That's it. And then those are the last two teams on a bye. And then everybody, we can be less confused. Everybody will have 12 games in the books. And then just 4 weeks to go in the National Football League. And we've got playoff clinching scenarios. Saints, Chiefs, Steelers can clinch playoff spots this weekend. It is possible. It is possible for the Chiefs to clinch their division. It is also possible for the Steelers to clinch their division if things go totally haywire. So we're getting clinching scenarios. Rubber is meeting road. We've got three interim head coaches on the sidelines this weekend as the Lions will unveil Darrell Bevell, who said he's jacked for the opportunity. What if you're the head coach who just gets axed and the OC you brought in when nobody else in the free football world was like, let's bring in the guy who decided to not hand it to Marshawn Lynch and give him a job here. And that guy says, I'm jacked up.
What were you doing before?
Feel bad for you. Feel bad for you. But I'll tell you what. I know I'm definitely oversimplifying it. What's definitely less accurate? The way I described Darrell Bevell saying that he's excited for the opportunity or whatever DK Metcalf heard Jim Schwartz say?
Dark Knight Metcalf.
I am Team Schwartz here. He was not trying to insult DK Metcalf.
I was thinking about, though, what if he was, though?
Well, then really he's out of his mind. But he's a moron because it backfired. He should be fired immediately.
Yeah. So we've got that going down here this weekend. And here are the slates of games. You know, I refuse to put, because, you know, every single Friday we have the games that are under the radar. I give you three games that are under the radar. And the reason why they're under the radar is because of what's on up on the marquee. And on the marquee is obviously a Sunday night game because everyone's going to be watching Bills in San Francisco. And you've got the Eagles and the Packers in the late window in the afternoon on CBS that much of the country will be tuned into. And then, you know, you have to put on the marquee. One must put on this marquee anytime you have an 8-3 team versus an 8-3 team. And the Cleveland Browns are at the Tennessee Titans. Coming into the season, everybody thought the Titans last year might have been Fugazi, but here they are, having won 8 of their first 11, and Derrick Henry is running over every single person, and Nick Chubb, despite being out for a few weeks this season, might be the running back that has the better opportunity of winning the rushing title this year in terms of average yards per carry. I know you'd usually talk about total yards, but...
Yeah.
Nick Chubb has had an amazing season, and two of the best running backs in the league are in this game, and Ryan Tannehill versus Baker Mayfield, didn't see that coming, you know, certainly a couple years ago when Baker was being drafted first overall by Cleveland, and obviously you've got the Tennessee Titans not having Ryan Tannehill. He was on the Miami Dolphins back then. So let me tell you about the Cleveland Browns here, and I will give you three under my radar later on. I want to pound a table for the Cleveland Browns here.
Oh.
And I understand. I do. I totally understand the way Browns fans feel. And I totally understand the way that fans view Browns fans. I totally get the absolute, total lack of confidence Browns fans have. Feeling great. Love it. Just want to be head over heels about this team. And you're wondering where the trapdoor is. Trust me, as a Jet fan, I know. Wondering where, how is this going to crumble? You know, the drive, the fumble is definitely on the minds of people of my age and older. And the dreadful years after being reborn. Joe Thomas having a Hall of Fame career blocking for an absurd number of quarterbacks.
25 or something?
Right. Named Spurgeon.
Yep. Spurgeon. Justin had a Tom Brady.
Okay. Spurgeon was a name of a, yes,
that's millennials. Kind of a name,
there though. Was a quarterback whose first name was Spurgeon.
But tell him what his last name was, Rich.
Wynn.
Ironic, isn't
which,
it?
Which he did
with
not
a Y.
Did not do.
Was not spelled, not spelled the way that I believe Russell Wilson's latest masculine child was named, right? But I totally get it.
Seneca, too, was a quarterback.
Seneca, Spurgeon, and we could go on and on and on. But I'm just pointing out why Browns fans and fans also of the other 31 teams, including the Jets, will look at the Browns and say, that's nice. I mean, it's any time that they play, well, that's nice. But in this league, if you run the ball, don't turn it over, and play defense, you will be 8-3. That's how the Titans won all those games last year, and with their tightening up defense, are winning games this year. Don't turn the ball over. Make the plays at quarterback that are efficient. Don't turn it over. Hand it off. Play defense. Go home. That's how the Browns are winning football games. And they don't just have Chubb. They have Kareem Hunt as well. Four straight games. Baker Mayfield has not thrown an interception. He's never done that before. So I can't really be putting the Ziggy on him by talking about it. He's already reached a high watermark right there. And Myles Garrett is coming back. And Olivier Vernon is playing out of his skull. And Kevin Stefanski is serving something up that Browns players are clearly buying. And I don't want to hear that this has happened since Odell's been out. Maybe it has something to do with looking around offensively for other receivers. Jarvis Landry had his first game as a Brown, technically, I would say. And again, I don't know all of his games as a Brown, but it was the first time Jarvis Juice Landry as a Brown looked like Jarvis Juice Landry as a Dolphin. Where you target him 90 times, he catches 45 of them and is punking you and hitting you in the mouth just like the running back does in Chubb. I like the Browns, man. I like the Browns. I'm talking myself into liking them for this game and choosing them on game day morning on Sunday. I like them. If Baker does not make any mistakes, I like the way he's throwing. Baker Mayfield, as a confident quarterback, is a dangerous quarterback. And he's feeling it, man. And he doesn't have to feel like he's carrying everything by himself. And I know that Odell is out and people are seeing them win, and thus it's got to be Odell. Maybe in the fact that if Odell isn't there, you focus on the running game a little bit more. I'm an Odell fan. I'm not going to sit here. We had Nick Chubb on earlier this week, and I asked him a question because you never know what a player is going to say. Like, you know, you ask him a question, and they might say things like the defense is calling out our plays before I'm calling them. And, you know, maybe Nick Chubb would say, even hesitate. He didn't. That they're absolutely a better team with Odell Beckham. This kid is amazing, Nick Chubb, and I'm all in on the Browns. As a playoff team, they're 8-3. The Ravens are 6-5. They got a 2-game lead on the Ravens. That is huge. And I can't wait for this game personally. Browns Titans are kind of like, you know, and I know Tennessee doesn't have a history here, but let's just for the old school, right? Let's just do this. Just for fun. It's a Friday. I got a fresh cut.
What do you got?
Browns, Houston Oilers. Just like we talked about the upcoming Bills-Steelers game. That's like, let's get Trumpy. Trumpy on the mic. Old NBC. Enberg at the mic. Marv calling the game Cricky. This is like a Cricky game. This is like an old Cricky game. An old AFC Cricky game.
You taking it back to Pastorini?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Browns, you know, Clay Matthews. The old Clay Matthews, you know?
Senior.
I mean.
Senior, yeah, man.
Okay?
Oh, baby.
This is what I'm talking about.
Ernest Biner.
Right.
Bernie.
Well, all the Matthews, right? All of them together. Houston, too.
Bruce, yeah.
Bruce.
Eric Metcalf.
All the Matthews, Bruce Matthews, Clay Matthews.
We get Webster Slaughter
what
in there.
We're talking about this Jeffries? Type of game in the 21st century. Barnett we're Shoe? Talking about slobber knocker in the AFC. Let's go. I'm fired up. I love this game. It's at the marquee, and it deserves to be on the marquee. Totally. And A.J. Brown, by the way, just as well.
Yes.
A.J. Brown and Metcalf were teammates. A.J. Brown was drafted before Metcalf, okay?
He was better.
And they're just, you know, both in the human bat suits. A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, let's go. Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Juice Landry, let's go. I'm fired up for it.
Rich, A.J. Brown doesn't get enough love overall.
I mean, he had
a monster. Well, he's so good.
He's so good.
And this is what the Titans, I think, have going for them moving forward. Is that's A.J. Brown on the left and D.K. Metcalf on the old right there.
A.J. Brown is so jacked, and he looks like a tiny little boy next to D.K. Metcalf.
That's the human bat suit photograph that D.J. Daniel Jeremiah, talking about A.J. and D.K., that D.J. was talking about at the combine.
Man.
But A.J. Brown against the Ravens had that touchdown where he ping pong ball, you know, he pinballed his way into the end zone and punked them. So it's like, yeah, it's not just the running back that's going to give you a business decision. And he is becoming more and more of a problem for defenses. Certainly if you are going to sell out to stop Derrick Henry and there's a play action and uh-oh. So the Titans have A.J. Brown going like that against the Ravens. And then last week against the Colts, a huge touchdown early on in the game, and then a scoop and, you know what, score on an onside kick. So more and more special things are happening. More and more big plays are coming from A.J. Brown. And that's a problem if you're playing the Titans because your thoughts are, well, the big play is the running back. Got to prevent the running back from being the big play. What if they got a big play physical wide receiver? I think they do. And it'll be up to the Browns secondary to have to handle all that. Fired up for this game. Didn't think I'd be pounding the table to start week Baker's Dozen talking about Browns at 8-3 against Titans 8-3. I would have bought Titans 8-3. I would have. Yeah. Even though we went Colts to win the division.
Which is still possible.
Well, the Colts get DeForest Buckner came off the COVID-19 list, and they take on the Houston Texans this week, and they need to win that one.
Rich, by the way,
they need to win that one.
You love giving out nicknames, and I think you just kind of gave AJ a nickname right there.
What is that?
The problem. What if AJ Brown, what if that's his nickname?
The problem.
The problem.
Sort of like the answer.
I think he would sign off on that.
The problem.
Let's run it by him. I like it.
This is a good one.
I see that on t-shirts.
It's great. I didn't know you were going to start with the Browns. I'm going to talk about the Browns later as well.
In your sneaky good games?
Higher register.
Higher register. Yeah, baby. It is a higher register Friday. That's right. And I give you my three games that are under the radar. And I'll give you Scott Hansen talking about every other game because it's the 200th edition of NFL Network's version of the Red Zone.
Wow.
Which, by the way, helped us get into a ton of cable households.
For sure.
I mean, my word.
For sure.
And Aaron Eckhart will join us. He's a big Raiders fan, and we will go down any given Sunday memory lane. Also, speaking of DK Metcalf, The Dark Knight, he's in a new film called Wander with Tommy Lee Jones. It's going to be a great conversation. I Zoomed with him a couple days ago. You do not miss that conversation, top of our third hour. And then we will talk movies with an old Clemson safety from the 2006 team that had Chancey Stuckey on it. You want to go down some great Clemson memory lane? Chancey Stuckey's on that team, 2006. Who else is on that team? C.J. Spiller on that team.
C.J. Spiller, nice.
And also on that team was Ray McElrathby. And his story about him taking in his brother into the dorms. Onto campus because his brother was headed towards foster care has been made into a Disney movie that is going to be streaming on Disney Plus. Rated PG means my kids, we will sit down and we will watch Clemson football. And that'll be a week from today, but Ray will be joining us today. Ray, as he likes to be known, just the first Ray. Ray McElrathby has been everywhere, and this movie has been promoted everywhere, and we'll have a nice little feel-good chat going out the door.
Awesome.
Sneaky Good Games as well. Is that the counter of that? Like, is feel good and then sneaky good? It's the polar opposite, like Sunday Night Football and Wednesday Afternoon Football.
Exactly.
But coming up, this is going to be fun, everybody. And by the way, your phone calls at 844-204-RICH will reveal our poll question. Coming up, we did it midway point.
4 weeks ago.
We will do it now at the three-quarter post point. The rousing rendition of We Talking Playoffs or What? From just 4 weeks ago. We'll do this again. You're going to give me, Chris, three AFC teams, three NFC teams.
Correct.
I will tell you if we're talking playoffs.
We talking playoffs?
Or what?
So what?
Right, there we go. That's from our caller.
If you are out there, my man.
What was his name again?
Call us back. I forget.
Some dude called
Mike
us.
Remembers his name. I
call
remember.
Us back if you're out there, man.
Well, we got three teams in the AFC, three in the NFC. I will tell you if I think they're making the playoffs or not. And don't hold it against me. But if you want to call me and tell me I'm out of my mind or whatever, please do. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Our table is set for this Friday, December, first Friday in December edition of the Rich Eisen Show in 2020.
Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with large gallery view, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Hey, everybody. The Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to RichEisenStore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve and white or heather gray. We've got hats. Hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of Joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to RichEisenStore.com and shop your head off right now. RichEisenStore.com is the way for you to get involved just in time for right around the holidays. You want a mug like this? Of course you do. That's a rhetorical question.
Obviously.
Shirts, hats, and all that good stuff. We're happy for you to go hang out and show off your show pride wherever you wish. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Scott Hansen and Aaron Eckhart and Ray McElrathby will be on this program here on the show. You got poll questions over there, Christopher?
I got poll questions.
What do you got?
Okay. You talked about how huge of a game Titans-Brown is. What's the best game of the Sunday on NFL Sunday?
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on this Friday edition. We've got Scott Hansen coming up shortly to talk about everything. Chris Brockman's dialing up right now. What do you got?
Best NFL game on Sunday, Saints-Falcons, Titans-Browns, Rams-Cardinals, Colts-Texans.
Okay.
Who's the non-QB MVP right now? Derrick Henry, DK Metcalf, two defensive guys, Aaron Donald, TJ Watt. And, guys, it's National Cookie Day.
Oh, boy.
What's the best cookie?
Oreos.
Wow. Jason Feller has hardly said a word all week and just said Oreos.
I didn't even realize my mic was on.
So that's it. By the way, that sounds like from Breaking Bad, Poyos. That's just one word.
Poyos. What's your favorite cookie, Rich?
No.
I don't know what you want to do for options, but I'm throwing it out there. National Cookie
Day.
No.
This is a serious subject.
Obviously.
First of all, who decides what's the national day?
Like, I know. We've gone over this for years.
I think anyone does it.
If you decide. It is. Don't question.
Yeah. Okay. So now are we talking about baking yourself or we're talking about purchasing? Because, like, my kids and I and – well, I shouldn't say that. Susie and the kids, while I watch them bake to pass the time on a weekend sometimes, they're not going to bake Oreos. You know what I mean?
Right. I would say if you're making cookies, what's the best ones to make and eat?
Okay. So the choices would be
chocolate chip. Sugar cookie, obviously. It's the holidays.
You got the oatmeal raisin.
oatmeal raisin.
Which is not my favorite.
Okay.
Not my favorite, but I understand people would like it.
You got the snickerdoodle.
The snickerdoodle.
You got peanut butter, too. Doodle. Got a peanut butter cookie.
Oh, my word. Well, now, I think let's remove it and go with for purchase. Oreo.
For purchase?
Yes, Oreo. Okay.
Thank you.
Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Nutter butter. Peanut butter. Nutter sandwich butter. Cookie.
Ooh. Ooh. Whoa.
Okay.
What about the Milanos?
What are you, so highfalutin?
No, I'm just saying, they're delicious.
You know,
delicious.
You know he shops at Erewhon, so of course he would say something like
delicious.
That.
I'm sorry. The only Milano we're talking here is Melissa, okay? It's Alyssa. Alyssa. That's it, Alyssa. Right.
So cookie for purchase.
Cookie for purchase. Milano. I mean, you're so high, on it. From high on the mountain, you're going to come down.
He eats it with his pinky out. Of
seriously.
Course
you dip it in your tea?
God, should have kept my mouth shut.
You know who's got the bombest cookie?
I mean, I have all these cookies.
They're delicious.
I mean, you got to go Keebler before you go Pepperidge Farm.
Oh. Pepperidge Farm, remember?
By the way, let's be clear.
Keebler,
Keebler
cookie?
Oreo double stuff.
No question.
I don't acknowledge.
Well, if you're gonna go Oreo, you got to go the Oreo double stuff.
Like, come on.
Yeah, man.
It's his birthday today.
Is it really Jeff Bridges' birthday today? One of our favorite guests in the history of this show. I did not know it was his birthday today. How old is he?
71.
Is he all right? I know he's been battling cancer, right? Hasn't he been battling?
He did announce, recently.
I hope he's... Yeah. He's one of our favorite guests. You remember when he because, again, on the surface where TJ Jefferson sits, that's our putting surface, and when we, pre-pandemic, had in-studio guests, we would give them a choice of do they want to sit on the couch next to Chris Brockman, a few feet away from Chris Brockman, and wave to the camera, which is a little bit awkward.
It's weird.
Or do you want to putt? We give them the choice because we always would, when we had an in-studio guest and when we have them again, we introduce them in the segment before going to commercial break. So they come out of the green room and sit here and we say, hey, look who's here coming up next. Sometimes I'll banter. And we give them a choice to sit on the couch or putt. And Jeff Bridges chose putting, and he nailed one.
Nailed it. I mean, he was wearing like slippers basically, and
again, we'll post it on our Twitter feed, the YouTube full YouTube. He's the only guy. Like, we've had David Spade sat here cross-legged in the chair, right?
Yeah, because Dave's got a bad back, so he has
right.
To
so
sit.
He would just sit up, right. Cross-legged in the chair. Jeff Bridges is the only one who sat upright in the chair on the edge of the chair with both feet in slippers planted on the ground, sort of like Lotus, right, in a way.
Yeah, but he was like super up close because he was as close to you as he possibly could be on the edge of the chair.
Right.
Like fully engaged.
Talking all about, you know, Lebowski and about his dad from Airplane sniffing glue and just an absolute – one of our favorite guests.
Yeah, man.
And then that's that quote, that drop. Fantastic.
All right, what's the fourth cookie?
What's the fourth cookie? Wow.
Oreo double stuff, Chips Ahoy, Nutter Butter.
Nutter Butter, peanut butter sandwich cookie, is that was known on the commercials. So great milk. And what's a good Keebler cookie? Come on now. 844-204.
I've got one on the tip of my tongue, and I can't even think of it.
Fudge Stripes is not. It was a great one, but I don't think it's going to compete. We got to get a cookie to compete here.
I know.
We got to get a cookie to compete with these three epic all timers. These are all timers.
I'll tell you the best cookie I've had in a long time, and Adam, our call screener, put me and Del Tufo on. Bristol Farms has a cookie that's called The Cookie. And you know, I'm not.
No, I know that. Susie gets them for the kids.
Those store brand sugar cookies.
That is the best cookie.
Because there's walnuts in them, and I don't want a walnut in my cookie.
I didn't either.
Who wants walnuts and cookies? You don't take a chocolate. Look.
That's the reason it doesn't get a 10. I agree with you. I'm in agreement,
Rich. Let me rail against the people of Bristol Farms, which, by the way, out for those in the country, it's a nice market out here.
Yeah.
But. You don't take a chocolate chip cookie. All right, this is kind of like the cadence of the double dip. You don't take a chocolate chip cookie that's literally a half an inch thick. Like it's that thick and it's that
rich,
filled with dough. And and ruin it with a walnut. Don't do it. Walnut is like a, it's an acquired taste. It's a choice, and I don't want it. And you take a, I'd rather order it without the walnut.
I agree.
I don't want a walnut in my cookie. I don't. You don't take a chocolate chip and ruin it with a walnut.
That's the only reason I don't give that cookie a 10. That being said, it's a 9.5
I think
with the
store brand sugar cookies, you know, the ones where you just walk in and they're right in front and they're themed.
Got
by
the little
fourth one store brand sugar cookies.
Yeah, store brand sugar.
How about Girl
those
Scout
are great
cookies.
Girl Scout.
Oh, that's kind of a broad spectrum.
Do-si-do, and away we go.
There's just all the different flavors. So you're just lumping all of them into one.
You can't do that. It's kind of like for anyone who has been watching The Voice this season, you know, which we do in the Schuster Eisen household, we are locked in on The Voice.
Oh yeah,
and they had a mother and two daughters competing as a trio, and it upset us so. Even though the story of the mother and the daughters was compelling, that's what I love the stories, and they sounded fantastic. But we didn't understand why they would allow a trio to compete against all these solo artists. It's not fair. It was kind of like apples and oranges. We were really thrown off by all of it in the same way that you can't just allow four different cookies as a lump sum to compete against one-on-one cookies. You can't do it. So you got to choose one Girl Scout cookie and off you go.
Thin Mints.
Thin
Mints.
I mean, this is a whole different.
This is a whole different conversation.
Yeah, it's a different can of worms.
I don't think we need to navigate.
Those
down.
Girl Scouts are extortionists.
Chris is getting upset when Chris does not get his either A choice of the way that he is doing the poll question, or B, we batted around too long, like we're strolling through an old Blockbuster video looking for the video, and 50 minutes later we still haven't chosen a video to rent.
How much do you wish
like
you could
drive
do that?
Some nuts. So let's just rip the knob off and go with store-bought sugar cookie. It's already done. Where's see, it's a fait accompli.
Sucking.
How much do you miss going to Blockbuster on a Friday night and spending
it was the best. The
Adam,
best.
Our call screener, chiming in every single time he chimes in about food, it creates a major problem. What about Mint Milano's? Come on now. It's a different, like,
that's
the Milanos are in a different
block his
section.
Number, please.
It's a little bit, it's, you know.
Well, he's what are able you to type into the thing.
You can't say, what about a Madeline when you're talking about a double stuffed Oreo?
But Entenmann's, we hit that.
That's our take on National Cookie Day.
Do you want to do the non-QB MVP one, too?
I do like that one, too.
You like the two defensive players?
I like TJ the two defensive Aaron? Players, okay. And I like Derrick Henry.
And DK Metcalf.
Well, I mean, DK... I think
he leads the league in receiving yards right now.
And tackles. He and Terry McLaurin have one tackle apiece as well. So, all right. Very good. Both of them are at Rich Eisen Show. Now then, we did this 4 weeks ago. And we'll do it again now because 4 weeks ago was halfway through the season. Now we're at the post-Thanksgiving week 13. Everybody will have been played. We'll have played 12 games after this weekend portion of the season, the three-quarter post point, if you will, of the NFL campaign. Prior to our first NFL show this year, right? Prior to the first NFL game this year, right in the middle, I think the Wednesday before the season opener, we got a call from some dude in Long Island.
Man, he was amazing.
Talking about, do you have the full drop here, Jason? The full drop here. He got a call from a friend in Long Island, this guy, a friend of the program, calling up about his Giants before the season and asked this question.
We talking playoffs or what?
Now, we had fun with him, certainly after the Giants fell flat to start the season.
Yep.
Ironically enough, this is ironic, I do believe.
Don't you think?
And an actual proper use of the word. Ironically enough, of the six teams Chris Brockman is about to place before me, wondering if we are talking about the playoffs for this team or we are talking about the or what about this team. The New York Football Giants entering week 13 are a legitimate team to ask in this edition of We Talkin' Playoffs or What?
When it's in, down, put.
Playoffs?
We talking playoffs or what?
We'll talk about playoffs.
Talking playoffs or what?
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Fantastic. By the way, that could be the best drop that we've got to start a segment. And we've gotten a lot of them because it mixes up a caller. Mm-hmm. I think his name was Randy from New York.
I believe you're right.
Okay, from Long Island.
Right, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Randy from Long Island. We talk of playoffs or what. The famed Jim Mora. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the Tecmo Bowl Hut Hut.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, because I remember that from my college days, waiting for my Bell's Pizza.
Okay. I remember that from playing it last week.
All right, first up, guys, talking playoffs or what? They are currently the sixth seed in the AFC. They've won 6 of 7 after starting the season very slowly. They have the tiebreak over the Indianapolis Colts right now. Talking playoffs or what, guys? The Miami Dolphins.
We are talking playoffs for that Miami Dolphins team. I think we are talking playoffs.
We talking playoffs?
Yes, we are.
Now, Rich, last time we did the Dolphins, you were an or what on the Dolphins?
I am in on these Dolphins now because I've seen how they are playing on other phases of the game, regardless of who the quarterback is, and they can win with Tua, and they can win with Fitz, and they are also entering week 13 coming off that win against the Jets, taking on a Bengals team that's starting Brandon Allen. They do have some difficult games here on out. Kansas City, New England, Vegas, Buffalo. I think they split half of them and go into the playoffs as a 10-6 team. I think the Miami Dolphins make the playoffs. We are talking playoffs when it comes to the Miami Dolphins.
Wow. Okay. All right. Next up, the Las Vegas Raiders, 8th seed in the AFC right now, 6-5. They've lost 2 in a row.
I don't know what the hell
last
happened.
Week, surprisingly getting boat raced.
I do not know what the hell happened there. Not at all. But it's a get right game against the New York Jets this weekend. That makes them 7-5, correct, Christopher?
Correct.
All right. Then after that, they've got a game home against Indianapolis, home against the Chargers, home against Miami. They're sitting out there for 3 straight weeks in Vegas in December, like they're Mo Green hanging with Hyman Roth, and then they're at Denver. I think they win. I might even think they win 4 out of their last 5. Ooh. I'm that high on them, and I think they make the playoffs. I still believe in.
Yeah, last time you were on the Raiders, too.
Playoffs.
Yes, we are. I still believe that they've got that. I'm just going to take that game and throw it out. And you talk about losing 2 straight games. I feel like that game that they lost in Atlanta felt like 2 losses all wrapped in 1, because that game against Kansas City, they proved their mettle. They really did again. And they just have to get back to whatever the hell did not happen in Atlanta and get that out and return. And they get right against the Jets. And I think they use that to springboard into the playoffs, Chris. There you go.
All right. Okay, last one in the AFC.
Yes.
They've lost 3 in a row. They've lost 4 of 5 down to the 9 seed, Rich, the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. You know how high on the Ravens I am. You know how high I am on them, right?
Very high.
And I chosen to make the Super Bowl before the season. I did get off them in my mulligan Thanksgiving week. I am genuinely concerned about this team. I think games against Cleveland are particularly troubling. And they're 6-5. I still think Cleveland. I think I just named you the 3 teams. It's going to be Cleveland, Miami, and the Raiders. The Ravens have a very simple schedule. Jacksonville and the Giants and Cincinnati sitting there. They have some winnable games, but I think they have lost way too much in terms of their conference record. And it pains me to say this. I think they missed the playoffs. I think it's an or what.
So what?
Ooh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
I think it's an or what.
So what?
You know what? Let's take a break. Let's do the NFC when we come back here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, and take your phone calls at 844-204-RICH as well. It pains me to say that, man. And I look at their schedule, and I do believe, you know, they could finish with 10 wins also. But so could everybody else that I just said. Might come down to the Ravens and Raiders. Could be wrong about that call, but right now I'm not very confident on Baltimore. We'll do this for the NFC when we come back.
Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Broncos Chiefs Sunday Night Football. It is the red hot Kansas City Chiefs trying to beat back the Broncos in a manner that they could not against the Raiders. So it's a division game in Kansas City that is that's the only game Kansas City's lost. And let's hope that every quarterback in Denver is masked up in their meetings this week. So we got Drew Locke out there against Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, as it is Patrick Mahomes against the franchise run by, as Vic Fangio said yesterday and agreed with by our guest Howie Long, the Patrick Mahomes of the 80s and 90s and John Elway. Sunday night. Al back in the booth. Good times galore for everybody. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We will take your calls. Aaron Eckhart and Scott Hansen are our next two guests coming up on this show. That also includes our Friday fun of Higher Register, so on and so forth. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Can you get some NFL Films music for me as well? We do this stuff and I don't hear music, I don't know. Is that an old school thing for me? Like, I need to have music? I just need some music.
Especially the NFL Films music. Just puts you in the mood.
So we already did the AFC. Yep. You gave me three teams that are in the hunt, sniffing it, as we say here on the Rich Eisen Show, or on the outside looking in, whether there's playoffs or what, based on my two cents on whether they're going to make the playoffs or not. So now let's do the AFC version. The NFC, we already talked about the AFC, pardon me. Let's do the NFC version of We Talkin' Playoffs or What here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's do that.
Playoffs?
We Talkin' Playoffs or What?
We'll talk about playoffs.
Talkin' Playoffs or what?
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
You got the music here? Hit it, Jason Filler.
Okay, all right. We got to include our requisite AFC East team here. They are the four seed NFC. They are the four seed. They have four wins. But three have come in the last 3 weeks. The New York Football Giants.
Okay. Now, I do have to say this, that this segment was born out of us playing this drop of Randy from Long Island calling in the day before the season started. So excited about his Giants with Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones and Joe Judge. And Jason Garrett is now coordinating the offense. And he called up and he asked,
We talking playoffs or what?
This guy. And now here we are. Here we are, week 13, and look which team is atop the NFC East standings, albeit 4-7. It's not pretty.
Hey.
It is not pretty.
Who cares?
But in real estate, it's all about location. And right now, the Giants are 4-7. I'm concerned about the fact that the Washington football team is a better team, has the more veteran quarterback who's only going to get more and more comfortable and try and make fewer and fewer mistakes in Alex Smith. And Antonio Gibson and McKissick are better running backs than the core that the Giants have. And the receivers, Terry McLaurin is a clear one in this league. They also have a defensive rookie of the year in Chase Young and a stout defense. However, the Giants have some tough games in front of them. So does the Washington football team next up for the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is going to come down to the fact that the Giants have beaten the Washington football team twice and have the back pocket tiebreak to pull out at the end of the season and place on the table. And I think the New York football Giants, we are, Randy in Long Island, after all this time, talking about playoffs.
We talking playoffs?
I think we are after all this time. Where are you, Randy? Where are you? Suffolk?
Come
Nassau,
home, baby.
What county are you in? Whatever it is, come home. Call us.
You on Long Beach?
Call us. Yeah, on LBI, I don't know. Wherever you are, call us, because I think we're talking playoffs about the Giants after all this time.
Oh, baby.
How How amazing would that be?
That'd be incredible.
Not very amazing if you're asking me.
Well, I mean, your Cowboys should be able to pull something.
We should be, but...
I have a Giants futures bet, so I would really love that to make the playoffs. All right, guys, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. They're the 7th seed right now, 6-5, but they've lost 3 out of 4, including 2 in a row. Kyler Murray's banged up. Playoffs or what, Rich, for the Arizona Cardinals?
I'm saying or what. I'm saying or what.
So what?
I just don't like the way they finish games.
I don't know
how they are. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is getting all of the attention for good reason, and he's just being fouled every play, man. He's like Shaquille O'Neal of the NFL. He's getting hacked every single play, and I would do the same thing. It's like, let's just keep fouling DeAndre Hopkins as much as possible, and as long as Kyler Murray doesn't throw it there, we'll take the 5 yards if we're caught, and then who else is going to try and beat us? You know, and the last few games, all they need to do is just make this first down or this decision by Cliff Kingsbury works. You got the Rams twice.
Kind of a coin flip end of the year, these games for them.
And they're not winning coin flip games. They've lost 3 out of their last 4. It could have been 4 in a row. If not for the Hail Mary, it's 4 in a row. And the games that they lost against Seattle, against Miami, and against New England were all like mistake moments, whether it was the play call or it was Murray's execution of it. And if you take Hopkins's Hail Mary out of there, not only lose 4 in a row, Hopkins has not caught a touchdown in a month outside of that. So as much as it pains me, because I like this team and I called my sleeper team of 2020 in the NFC, they're falling asleep, unfortunately. And I'm going to be consistent. And if I'm going to say in my fourth down earlier this week, even though I'm consistent, I'm changing based on the results. But I'll be consistent in terms of just the last couple of days in this week. I said the 49ers are going to make the playoffs in my fourth down hot take. So yeah. I'll give them that 7th seed, which would knock this team out. So I'm saying or what about the Arizona Cardinals.
So what?
Yeah.
All right, last one here in the NFC. Another team that's lost 3 out of 4 games, trending in the wrong direction. 7-5 to the 6th seed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I can't put them or what. We got to be talking about playoffs of this team. I just cannot. And we all
talking playoffs.
We might all in this business go down with the Buccaneers ship if the Buccaneers do go down. I cannot imagine that Tom Brady in this world would not make the playoffs with everybody around them, and that what has been trending in the wrong direction can't be fixed and can't put enough wins to avoid slipping behind a current 5-6 team. Right now, I just cannot imagine. That's a big game, I guess, in this regard, that Minnesota, which is taking on Jacksonville this week, would come into that game still having some hopes. And there's 2 against Atlanta and 1 at Detroit. I mean, this team should be 11-5 with a 4-game win streak head of steam, but they're not going to pass New Orleans. Again, New Orleans would just have to basically win 2 of their last 3 to get 11 wins and win this division. Because they have that back pocket tiebreak to put on the table, sweeping the Bucs. The only time in Tom Brady's 20-year career he's been swept by a division opponent. We're talking playoffs to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I cannot go otherwise. They would have to lose pretty much every last game. That game against Minnesota is the only one team that's currently sniffing it that has a chance to catch them.
Right.
And that would be a bad tiebreak to have work against them. If Minnesota can stay healthy and not make mistakes and basically win out. But the team that does concern me is Arizona. They're just not finishing games. They are not doing what they have done best, which is get DeAndre Hopkins the 10 to 15 targets. And get all, you know, they should just throw it to him and get the pass interference penalty one after another after another. Just anytime you throw it in his direction, either his catch radius will bring it in,
right,
or the yellow flag's going to come out. Every time they should target him literally every play.
Yeah, Murray sees literally him blanketed and looks the other direction. It, like, that's why Hopkins said that receivers should get penalty yardage added to their stats.
Because he is being fouled every time. Literally every time he's being fouled. That's, we talking playoffs or what here? NFC, AFC. So I guess my final three I'm predicting will be Rams and
Bucks.
Rams, Bucks, and Niners.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to say right now.
I like it. What about the AFC?
And the AFC is Dolphins, Browns, and Raiders.
Colts are out.
Yeah. I guess. Indianapolis is currently 7-4, right?
Yeah, they're the 7th seed. The Dolphins have the tiebreaker over Indy, so that works out
right,
in,
that's,
in your scenario.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. And in the NFC, the Vikings, Bears, and Niners are 5-6. Somebody would have to catch it 5-6. The Buccaneers won't happen. But the Cardinals are a different story. That Week 16 game, Niners at Cardinals, can be exactly for what I'm talking about.
Yeah, huge.
But for that to become huge, San Francisco will have to win the next three, I guess. And that would be two home dates in Arizona against Buffalo and Washington, and then at Dallas on a Sunday night. And here's the AFC. You know, I mean, I just believe in the Raiders, man. I believe in them. And the Colts, yeah, they could turn it around. They could be – I could be totally wrong here. And that the Colts – it could be Browns, Colts, and Dolphins, or Browns, Colts, and Ravens. But you didn't ask me about the Colts. I should have factored them in. But I'll just say this. Indianapolis has got to finish up at Houston, at Vegas. How big is that game going to be? Because you said they already don't have the tiebreak against Miami, right?
Right.
And if they well, no, actually, I don't think they've played Miami. I don't see that one.
Miami has a tiebreaker over Indy based on conference win percentage.
Got it. Okay. And then Indianapolis has got this schedule coming up. At Vegas is going to be huge. It does help them that they've got two games against Houston. And, you know, habitually, historically, and that's a lot of Peyton Manning for you.
Right.
You know, the Colts have had Houston's number over the years. At Pittsburgh is a tough one. And how about this possibility? Week 17. How about that? Doug Marrone basically knows he's going to be whacked.
Yep.
Screw you, organization that's going to whack me. I'm going to win and blow up your chance for Trevor Lawrence and stick it to the Colts and show everybody what a good coach I am by getting these guys to play for me and sweep the season series from the Colts. How the hell?
Yeah, start the year, end the year.
Did the Colts lose that game in week one? And that's the one thing separating the Jacksonville Jaguars and Jets for Trevor Lawrence right now. Chris in Athens, Georgia, let's take your call. What's up, Chris?
Hey, talking playoffs. I've been thinking a lot about it as a Raiders fan.
Okay.
And I think if the Raiders can beat the Colts and the Fens, they might get in as a 7 seed at 9-7.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you almost have to win out. And after last weekend's performance in Atlanta,
I got to throw that out.
Holy heck.
I'm just going to have to throw that out, man. You know, I'm going to throw it out because it is so much an outlier of what the entire rest of the season has looked like. I mean, they got blown out in New England in week three, but that was when Cam was playing at the top of his game. And they got blown out against Tampa at home. Other than that, they have been flat out in every single game and winning otherwise. I'm just going to throw that one out, man. And they just need a win against the teams that are going to be right in front of them
right.
when playoff tie breaks. If they beat Indianapolis and beat Miami, those will be amazing tie breaks for them to have. Certainly if, you know, somehow, some way the Titans get knocked out of first place right there in the AFC South, you know, they stay first in there, and then Indianapolis is a team that they have to see for seeding. I think they're in good shape, man. But I appreciate the call. I mean, I'm talking myself into believing that what I've thought about the Raiders all season was not the team that we saw in Atlanta. Scott Hansen, prior to his 200th episode of NFL Red Zone, will join us. Aaron Eckhart will join us as well. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your calls next hour as well, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back on radio in a second. We're still here on Peacock, though. You know, the Colts have got the leg up on the Raiders and the Ravens. You know, I just don't know how the Raiders just got to win that game. And they hope that Houston takes one from them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Houston's a weird case. Like, Deshaun Watson has been unbelievable this year, but now that Will Fuller's out for the rest of the year, what does that offense look like? Who's catching
passes?
And
Roby, too. I
can't see Houston taking one from Indy, so I think Indy might have the leg up on the Raiders.
And that's an interesting part about what we're going to see over the next 4 or 5 weeks in the COVID era of a team that's already out of it.
For sure.
And what's going to keep these guys hopefully mindful of staying healthy and doing the right thing and then competing their asses off. But jobs are still on the line.
Yeah, and in the NFL, you get paid on game day, so it's like game checks. Like, these guys don't want to miss getting paid.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show that also includes Ray McElrathby, who's going to be joining our program. His life story has been turned into a Disney movie called Safety. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We will take your calls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back in a moment on Peacock.
Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.